world is facing a medical emergency far graver than what we have experienced in over a century. The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus outbreak as a global pandemic. More than 162,000 people who have tested positive for the coronavirus across the globe. Given the scale and the speed at which the virus is spreading, it is now clear that no country is immune from the disease or will be spared its severe impact. Never before in the history of our democracy has our country been confronted with such a severe situation. From the start of the outbreak in China earlier this year, the South African government has put in place measures to screen visitors entering the country, to contain its spread, and to treat those infected. As of now, South Africa has 61 confirmed cases of people infected with the virus. Initially, it was people who had traveled out of the country, especially from Italy, who had positively tested for the virus. It is concerning that we are now dealing with internal transmission of the virus. This situation calls for an extraordinary response. There can be no half measures. Cabinet held a special meeting earlier today, after which, due to the serious measures we are going to announce, I've taken time to consult with our premiers and a number of other stakeholders. We have decided to take urgent and drastic measures to manage the disease, protect the people of our country, and to reduce the impact of the virus on our society and on our economy. Declared a national state of disaster in terms of the Disaster Management Act. This will enable us to have an integrated and coordinated disaster management mechanism that will focus on preventing and reducing the outbreak of this virus. We will also be able to set up emergency, rapid, and effective response systems to mitigate the severity of its impact.